Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
And I am so committed to having this be my best year ever. In February 2010, I was diagnosed with malignant cancer, breast cancer, and I feel so privileged and humbled today to have my two surgeons that took such good care of me, Dr. Amber Goose, my cancer surgeon, and Dr. Jamie Levine, my reconstructive surgeon, on the show with us today. It is Cancer Awareness Month. And I ask you to ask yourself, how aware are you? So having said that, I want to start the show with just some extraordinary quotes for patients, for survivors, and for loved ones. We have two options, medically and emotionally. Give up or fight like hell, Lance Armstrong. Cancer is a word, not a sentence. John Diamond. My cancer scare changed my life. I'm grateful for every new healthy day I have. It has helped me prioritize my life, said Olivia Newton-John. Bill Hemmer said, you said cancer changes your life and oftentimes for the better. Yes, said Gilda Radner. In her book, she says, what cancer does is it forces you to focus, to prioritize, and you learn what's important. I mean, don't sweat the small stuff. I used to get angry at cab drivers. It's not worth it. And when somebody says you have cancer, you realize it's all small stuff. Women agonize over cancer. We take as a personal threat the lump in every friend's breast. Martha Wyman Lear. Feed your faith and your fears will starve to death by my favorite author, Anonymous. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference, says Winston Churchill. Emery Austin says, some days there won't be a song in your heart. Sing anyway. And C.C. Scott says, the human spirit is stronger than anything that can happen to it. Anne Frank says, I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains. And Joyce Barry, your host, says, never, never, ever, ever give up. And I didn't give up, folks. When I had that diagnosis, like anyone else, I'm sure, it was shocking, it was scary, and I had no idea what lied ahead. What lied ahead in finding the best of the best in care changed my life, truly. It gave me hope. It gave me courage that I didn't even know that I had. And as a result of that, I'm using this show today. Well, I use it every day, actually, to make a difference in your life, because every day we have great guests, great life lessons, and great opportunities. So tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce Barry and Friends. You don't want to miss any of our shows, and know that every show is in our archives. This show will be in our archives immediately after, and all you need to do is go to joycebarryandfriends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on the left side of the homepage. You can play and download any of our shows. You will want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of the shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational. And today is absolutely no exception. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Become a Joyce Barry subscriber on Facebook. Follow us through Blog Talk Radio by clicking follow on the homepage. And you can message me on the Blog Talk Radio homepage as well. The chat room is open. So if you have questions or comments, simply log into the chat room. So first, I just want to make sure you're ready, you're there, you're going to hear it all. once you get this wake-up call.
Here is success coach Joyce Berry with a wake-up call.
A call for riches coming my way, today and each and every day. A call for opportunities here and now. Incredible ways to make money. Wow. A call for good health, a mind and body that's sound because of the amazing healthy products I found. A call to the Lord to make my dreams come true. Just give me the wisdom to know what to do. And folks, if you know what to do, just do it. If not now, when?
And folks, as I said, when I had that diagnosis, that horrible diagnosis, that it was malignant breast cancer, I really, really did my homework. I went around and I went to one surgeon and I interviewed that surgeon. I went to the second, interviewed that surgeon. And three was my lucky charm. The third surgeon I met was Dr. Amber Guth. And when I say my lucky charm, I just knew in that moment, trust me, all three had extraordinary credentials. Trust me, all three had an amazing reputation. I checked and rechecked. But when I met Dr. Amber Guth, I knew in an instant that I did not only have an extraordinary healer, but someone that I felt comfortable with and that I completely trusted. She's the Associate Professor of Surgery and Director of Breast Cancer Surgical Fellowship at the NYU Langone Medical Center, a leading expert on breast cancer. She authored over 100 articles. She has been in this life-saving work, doing it for over 20 years. So welcome, Dr. Amber Guth, for you to make the time to be on the show. I'm very humbled. So thank you so much for everything that you did for me. And it was gratifying to know I wasn't your first patient.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on your show. And being this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, probably it's good to go over the recommendations for breast care, because with a lot of the information women have been getting from the media these days, they're getting a very mixed message. You know, the U.S. Task Force from the Institute of Medicine 2 years ago recommended doing less screening for breast cancer, starting at age 50 instead of 40, and doing mammograms every other year and not yearly. And this has been very confusing for women in the United States, but it's also been very controversial among the physicians. However, most of us still follow the American Cancer Society recommendations, which are to still start mammography at age 40, do breast self-exam as much as easily as it can be done, and to get a good breast exam by your primary care, your medical doctor, your gynecologist once a year as well, and continue yearly mammography as long as you're healthy. There's been a lot of concern about not screening the patients in their 40s. And that's when you begin to see more breast cancer. These are also women who are productive in their jobs. You know, professionally, they've reached their level of highest functioning. These are women who very often have young or younger children who are still dependent on them for care, for financial support, for education. And this is a group that we cannot afford to get sick and be disabled and lose, because they are a very vital part of our economic world these days. So our recommendations are still to pay attention, not to be an ostrich.
Can you tell me, do men get breast cancer? Really don't hear much about that. And if the answer is yes, have you operated on men as well?
Okay. So yes to both. Men get breast cancer much less likely than women. It's about 1% of the incidence of female breast cancer. So in the United States, we see about 230,000 cases of breast cancer a year, about 250,000 cases. We see about 3,000 cases of male breast cancer, much, much, much less likely. And yes, you know, I treat a male breast cancer probably once every 1 to 2 years.
Male, you really don't hear much about that.
No, you don't. Well, it's 3,000 cases in a country with 300 million people, so it's a very low incidence. But when you see male breast cancer, the family needs to pay attention, because it's much more likely for male breast cancer to be genetically linked. And we think about half of male breast cancer is related to the breast cancer genes.
With women, is there a predominant age group, or it's all across the board?
No, it's a disease of aging, and it becomes much, you know, the incidence begins to rise significantly after age 40, and much more commonly seen 50s, 60s, 70s. But it's really a disease of aging, but we see it in young women as well. You know, I have patients in their early 20s. So any breast lump, bump, mass, anything unusual in the younger patients, younger women, has to be looked at as well.
When I was in the waiting room waiting for you, which was the size of about a football field, it was wall-to-wall patients, and it did seem like quite a cross-section. Now, with all the kind of numbers that you get with when you're dealing with the breast cancer, have you had many women who had breast cancer in one breast and said, I don't want to go through this again, do both breasts?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's many women choose to do prophylactic surgery and remove the other breast. And there's a number of different reasons for this. They may have a family history of breast cancer. And so they feel once they've gotten the diagnosis themselves that this is an ominous sign of things to come in the future. There's, you know, having bilateral surgery may change recommendations for additional treatments. So this may be another issue as well. Some women are concerned about having radiation. Some women may not want to take anti-estrogen medications. And in some cases, having the bilateral surgery can change recommendations for treatment. So that's another option. But the majority of times it's for peace of mind.
I do understand it's peace of mind. And I thought to ask that question because when I was recovering, my roommate was a very young, pretty girl and had both her breasts done. And if I'm not mistaken, they were both healthy. Both healthy breasts, but she was so fearful because there was such a strong history of cancer in her family that she chose to do that. I was actually stunned. Have you been faced with that as well, where there wasn't even a sign of breast cancer and she had both breasts, I'll say she had both breasts done?
Oh, yes. You know, it's women say who are genetic carriers for the breast cancer genes. Certainly this is one option we discuss with them. And I do. I have young patients whose family does not carry that specific gene, but who have such an overwhelming history, you know, with multiple family members with breast cancer. Many women diagnosed at early age, in their 30s, in their 40s, that it becomes clear to these patients that even without an identifiable genetic abnormality, there is clearly a family tendency for this. And so I certainly do. And these women are very content afterwards because we've reduced their level of anxiety greatly.
Yeah, as I said.
And not all, you know, we think about 15% of breast cancer is hereditary. We can only identify genetic abnormalities in 5%. So that means that we're missing, you know, we can't identify currently what these genetic issues are, but they're certainly there, and we just don't know where to look for them right now.
I know that there are proponents of the traditional therapy approach. These are the people that always do everything through doctors and surgeons, and that's that school of thought. Then there's the other school of thought of natural healing. That school of thought. I'm someone that bridges the two worlds. I believe in both worlds. You know, I certainly came to you as soon as I was diagnosed and just had it taken care of. Are there ever occasions when you believe that You know, there's things one can do for natural healing as well.
Oh, of course. You know, one does not close out the other. You know, certainly here at the NYU Clinical Cancer Center, we now have a separate division of complementary medicine where women can get it, not women, but all of our patients can get advice about complementary approaches. The use of acupuncture, the use of Chinese herbs, massage techniques, etc. So there's a, these two work, I think, very closely together.
And I'm so glad you said that because that is my belief. I do believe in acupuncture and all those other things. And that is why I asked my second guest today to appear to bridge the two worlds. So first of all, Amber, let me thank you, Dr. Lambert, for, you know, what you shared. I will come back to you. And I so appreciate you saying, you know, that you believe in that the other things make a huge difference as well. And that is why I had my next guest, I invited Keith Hooper to be on our show today. So is there anything else you want to say? And I will come back to you at the moment before I go on to Keith and let you know who is Keith Hooper.
Okay. No, I'm quite done, but thank you for the opportunity.
Well, given your credentials and who you are, I could do 10 shows just with you. You'll never be done. But for purposes of getting it all in today, I appreciate, you know, that we can move on so I can get everybody in. So Keith Hooper is a farmer, a highly successful leader, and an extraordinary businessman. Keith is a decades-long student of nutrition and is one of the most savvy people I know in the area of health. He and his amazing wife, Sandra, have not only touched the lives of thousands, but have been the recipient of hundreds and hundreds of thank
yous. Yeah, she's not having me on yet, so I have to listen to when she wants that.
You know, someone is talking there, and every single word is coming through.
Hello?
Jamie? Are you having a conversation? Every single word is being picked up. You can't hear a pin drop on the show, and you can't, please, no interruptions, because your words were coming over what I was sharing. So I just said to please make sure this hour is totally clear. It really is picking up. I have all your mics on, because I don't know when I'm going to go back and forth. So please be cognizant of that. Okay, you didn't know. I don't know what to do in the operating room either, so we're even. Okay, back to my friend Keith Hooper. Keith and his amazing wife, Sandra, have not only touched the lives of thousands, but have been the recipient of hundreds and hundreds of thank yous and testimonials from people whose lives have changed as a direct result of their input on the value of nutrition, exercise, and an amazing product called ImmuniCal. Keith has been with Immunitech for 17 years, the company that offers ImmuniCal, which I believe is the best product in the world for creating, maintaining, and regaining good health. His radio show, which can be accessed by going to americashealthtalk.com, is widely popular and worth listening to for your good health. Keith, I always find that it's worth listening to you.
Well, thank you, Joyce. Thank you for having me on the call. It's an honor to be here with your esteemed guest. You know, as I'm listening to the doctor and I'm thinking about my background in agriculture for, you know, now close to 40 years, we become trained observers. And you observe things, whether it's in the animal world, you know, the animal husbandry world, or even in the plants. And if you look at that, and, you know, a plant that's healthy tends to stay healthy. And a plant that is not healthy attracts the insects, the parasites, and is one that you're dealing with. So if you have a field that has unhealthy plants in it, it's the one that requires the most attention. If you have animals that are unhealthy, you spend a lot of time trying to regain their health, if you will. And if you think about us as people, we're the same way. If you're healthy, you tend to stay healthy. If you're not healthy, you seem to attract all the colds, the flus, and the cancers, all the things that goes around. And if you think about what the doctors are talking about here today, it's about staying healthy. So it's about putting in that exercise. I found it fascinating. If you exercise vigorously 30 minutes a day, 3 to 5 days a week, if you happen to end up in the hospital, you'll spend less time there. Just vigorously exercising, the importance of water, and the fact that people don't drink enough water in their diet. They don't stay hydrated. The fact that they don't take the time to pay attention to what they're using as food sources. You know, being in the agricultural community for so many years, we look around, and the thought of being able to eat healthy is almost an oxymoron. You know, you really can't. Nutritional supplementation has no longer become optional because you're just simply not going to get the nutrition out of the foods today that you got in the food some 50, 60 years ago. It's no one's fault. It's just the way it is. So you have to be an observer, a trained observer. If you look and you observe the people who exercise, who drink water, who pay attention to their doctor, who goes and gets that physical once a year, who pays close attention to the things that they eat and do nutritional supplementation, they become the people that you want to become. And those are the things you want to look at. Follow the example of the people that are living the lives that you would like to have. If you're in ill health, you want to get the advice of people that are going to help you get back healthy. And you want to observe the people around you. And the people that are around you that do that vigorous exercise 3 to 5 days a week, the people that do pay attention to what they're eating, the people that do the nutritional supplementation. Because in today's environment that we live in, we're exposed to the toxins on a daily basis. We're exposed to things that are causing us to be at risk. The value of what we have here with nutritional supplementation, that complementary to medicine, is to help us be healthy. We want to give our doctors the best advantage. We want to be the very best patient that we can be for our doctors. We want to go in and we want to be as healthy as possible when that occurrence happens that we need their help. And to do that, you have to take that point of personal responsibility. And that personal responsibility is do the things that will make us healthy. That includes, in our point, Joyce, that we're talking about is taking our product from Immunitech, ImmuniCal. You know, when Sandra and I looked at this some 17 years ago, and we realized there's a protein that raises the glutathione levels at the cellular level, and glutathione is your master antioxidant, and it detoxifies, next to water, it's the single most important substance for detoxifying your body. So if you're exposed to toxins, you want to get those toxins out. And so that's what attracted us here all those years ago, and that's what's allowed us to touch the lives of thousands upon thousands of people and literally hundreds and hundreds of people who have gone through, you know, the challenges and gone and got great doctors like you have on the call today and got the outcomes that they were looking for because, you know, what you eat is going to make a determination on your success when you go visit that physician, Joyce.
And I really believe that when I was healing in the hospital, that I was taking this product every single day. I do believe that it sped up the healing process. I know it made me feel better. I know I had confidence in that, the way I have confidence in my incredible surgeons. That was another piece to the puzzle, and it was a piece that let me take responsibility for my health. So I was always very grateful that you introduced it to me, and I call your wife quite often on my health concerns if I have a question. She's just so knowledgeable in so many ways on so many things. Sandra, if you would like, would you like to share anything? You're one of my major health gurus.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a privilege to be here this morning. And you touched on something early on in the show on the emotional level, which is so important. And, you know, you and I became fast friends about 2 seconds after we met. And, you know, having that emotional support around you when you're going through something, along with good doctors and good nutrition, is very important.
Well, the part that you played in my healing was that I knew that you were praying for me every day. I knew you were in the operating room with me. I knew that with all my fears and concerns, that all I had to do was call you and you made me feel better. So you were as much as part of my healing as my surgeons and that incredible product. And I would be forever grateful because that emotional support is very, very important, not to be undermined. I never felt, because of you, Sandra Hooper, I never felt that I went through it alone.
Well, and it was my privilege, Joyce, to be there for you. And it's both Keith and mine privilege to be here for you for a lifetime.
And that's how I feel as well. God bless you, Sandra Hooper, and all of you on the show today for the profound difference you truly, truly made in my life. And before I introduce my favorite plastic surgeon, Dr. Jamie Levine, I just want to leave you folks with this, that the answer is yes.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is ImmuniCal, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
ImmuniCal has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order ImmuniCal now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if healing naturally is for you, go online now to order ImmuniCal at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
And folks, I just want to let you all know that we consider health the most important priority. And every single Thursday on this show, we have Ears to Your Health Thursday with Beverly Nadler, truly a guru in health as well. Every Thursday, Ears to Your Health Thursday. And another show, if you really have health as your priority, you don't want to miss, Keith Hooper with AmericasHealthTalk.com. You want to hear those shows. Once again, they're all archived, so don't worry about missing anything. Just make sure that you have the time, because these shows will really, really help you in ways that you can't even imagine. The input that I get from listening to Keith's show, it gives me ideas of what I don't know that I don't know, so you don't want to miss that show. Okay, without further ado, I want to talk to you about Dr. Jamie Levine. He's an associate professor of surgery and the chief of microsurgery at the NYU Langone Medical Center. He also serves as the chief of plastic surgery at Bellevue Hospital. He's been practicing for over 17 years. And once again, I did all my homework asking about plastic surgeons, and what was interesting, Jamie Levine, that name just kept coming up and up and up, not only as being so competent in his field, but the kind of person that you really like to be around, that he just made you feel so comfortable the way Amber Goof does. And it's kind of a tricky thing, plastic surgery. Here I am, I have one breast gone, totally gone, and now I'm dealing with another breast that was much older than the breast that was gone. And I went to Dr. Levine, and I asked him to make sure that the reconstructive one and the other one, I wanted the breasts of a 20-year-old. And not to disappoint it, not to disappoint.
Don't we all, Joyce? Don't we all?
But I said the number was 20. So not to disappoint.
She did, Ashley.
When all was said and done, and I was done with all the work that was going to happen, I screamed in the office, and I says, "Wow, you didn't give me the breasts of a 20-year-old. And he said, 22? I said, no, 18. So I am proud to say that I have the breasts of an 18-year-old, 18-year young, I should say. What a fantastic job he did. And, you know, with all the fear and the horror of having a breast removed, every woman knows that's gone through this, what I'm talking about, and the rest of you, I'm sure you can imagine. But to have it all turn out so that you feel younger and prettier, you know, taking the lemonade out of the lemon. So thank you, Dr. Levine, for giving me 18-year young breasts. And then I want to know what to do to make the rest of me catch up.
That's a tall
Joyce,
order
that's
there.
Very
tall
kind
order
of you.
There, Jamie.
No. You're you know you're already perfect. Don't change it.
Well, as I say, I'm perfect in my imperfections, but you indeed were the perfect plastic surgeon. So what would you like to share with women? So having going through this horrific experience, how you can make it all turn out?
Well, that's a great question, Joyce. I mean, you know, each of us has our chosen profession, and I think, you know, here at NYU, we work together as sort of a team in concert. Obviously, I work together with Dr. Guth. She's, you know, the leader in the sense of the cancer and trying to, you know, lead you down the right pathway. But what we believe in and what I believe in certainly is the option of reconstruction. And I think that every woman should have this option. And actually, an interesting part of it is one of my former fellows was able to sort of enact a sort of a rule within New York State, at least, that at least every woman by the surgeons that they're interacting with or the medical oncologist should be offered the right of reconstruction if they're going to be having a mastectomy. And it comes down that it's a woman's choice. It does not mean that someone has to have a reconstruction. I think, though, when it's offered, many people who come in say they didn't realize that that was an option for them, you know, that this something like this could be done. I'm not even getting into the types of reconstructions. There's different ways of going. You chose one way, someone else could choose another. Each one has its pluses and minuses. I think we have a very sort of open and frank discussion about all of that. And really my goal, at least my approach, is to have the patient choose the reconstruction that's right for them. And then it's the right reconstruction. You know, I think that the pathway that I chose sort of as my career, this is the type of surgery that I enjoy. I like to be able to provide for patients. And again, in plastic surgery, there are many different directions that you could go. And there's, you know, the reconstruction is certainly not the one that's popularized on TV or, or movies or anything else. But it's really the part, I think, that touches people, you know, the most, to be able to sort of reconstruct someone or to make someone, I don't know if whole again is the right terminology, but, you know, people have stated that. I think that that's a good thing. And in a time where, you know, someone is really sort of straining to sort of see the light at the end of the tunnel, this gives them something to work with. This gives them something to sort of hang on to a bit while they're going through all the other treatment, whether they're going through the mastectomy and in many cases, chemotherapy and then potentially radiation. It's a long road and it's a lot to go through. And I think the fact that we can offer reconstruction, you know, it may seem to some, well, it's frivolous or what's the real meaning to it, but I think it really does have a strong emotional and psychological component that's important to the patient.
Oh, absolutely. It does. And you're right. I really didn't know much about it. You don't hear this kind of thing on TV or radio or anything like that and what's involved. But what was really good, and I didn't know any of this, you gave me quite an education, was that at the same time when Dr. Guth was finished with her life-saving work, you came in while I was still under and did your thing. So I didn't have to go through this process of appearing at a hospital twice with the same breast. It was just done. When I woke up, it was done. It was over. And, of course, there's a long healing process after. But you were an incredible educator. You never pushed me in any direction. You just told me my options. And, you know, it always gave me something to think about. And the extraordinary aftercare that you gave me just made me feel very, very comfortable. So the whole again is absolutely the right thing. And how about beautiful again?
Well, I love to hear that. That makes me happy. You know, I'm probably in a sense, many of us are our own worst critics. And I always say to the patient, basically, I'm probably not happy until they're happy. And you know, I think it's an important thing to try and make someone feel comfortable again about their body. And you know, I can't say it always happens. Some people, it's just, you know, it's not possible unless they have their original breast there. But I think we can do a really good job overall and sometimes make it imperceptible, whether in clothes or outside of clothes. So, and, you know, and you're kind in saying that, you know, it made you feel even better than before, because not only did we reconstruct one side, but we were able to sort of rejuvenate the other in the hopes of balance. So, you know, there are certain things that we can offer that enhance, I'd say, the situation, that make it hopefully better and hopefully make the pathway to the end of it, because you will reach the end of the treatment. And most people nowadays, thankfully, will be better from all of this. And just make that pathway better. And at the end, they could forget about it and they could go on with sort of the rest of their life, you know, whole again.
Well, you know how they say that sometimes the solving of one problem opens up the next problem. And by giving me 18-year-old breasts, now I'm trying to find an 18-year-old boyfriend.
Good. Good.
Good.
Go easy on him, though.
You really did an amazing job, because, you know, the fear, the horror, and seeing, you know, what you look like after all is said and done. But knowing that you were there and knowing that I could count on you to come through, and I just so proud of them. I just want to show them to everybody.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And people that know me and my integrity know that I would never endorse anyone, anything, any service, any product that I didn't 100% believe in. And Dr. Guth and Dr. Levine are two surgeons that 100% I believe in. The product Immunical, 100% I believe in that as well, as the bridge between all of this. So is there anything else you'd like to share? And I'll come back to you as well.
No, I mean, I'm here. I'm here for you, so we'll continue on. Thank you for having me on.
And the other thing, thank you for being here and having a workout, again, about this, both my surgeons. I never, ever experienced that it was, quote, like you doing your job. I felt that the biggest component besides your expertise was the care, and you really genuinely cared, and you made me feel so comfortable, both of you, and I knew I could trust you 100%, and that is a huge component. And I can say that because the first surgeon that I actually went to see, I'm not going to name names, but when and I came with the same set of information and x-rays and everything else, and the very first surgeon I went to see, after talking to this woman, I wanted to jump off the building. That's how upset she made me feel. She was attacking me like a machine gun, and almost made it feel like it was hopeless. She was so not compassionate. She was like giving facts and information in a way that was more clinical. And after I left that office, I was beside myself. I just made me feel horrible. When I met the second one, I thought she had both elements of compassion and expertise. As I said, I wouldn't have gone to anyone that didn't have the expertise and the credentials. And I did like her, but there was just, I don't know what it was, something wasn't 100%. And people that know me, I'm 100% person. And when I met Dr. Guth, when I met Dr. Levine, there was no question, not even the slightest doubt, of 100% of everything you would want to look for in your surgeon. So having said that, everything you folks want to look for in a radio show, we offer it to you 5 days a week, 11 a.m. Eastern, every day, and immediately in our archives when the show is over. And I referenced Beverly Nadler. She has her Here's to Your Health Thursday segments every single week, and she also wrote this for us as a contribution to the show, which can really explain why you should listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. Okay. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Yay! I'm gathering. I wouldn't know because when I was in the operating room, I was unconscious, so I really wouldn't know. But I imagine there's a lot of chatter because it's really hard to keep it quiet on the show. So I really ask once again, please no talking, no moving papers. It does pick up each and every word. Okay, having said that, I want to talk to you about Sharon Ramjetan, who I invited to be on the show today, and I'm going to tell you why I did that. She's been a physician assistant for 8 years, specializing in orthopedics and plastic surgery. She currently works at NYU Langone Medical Center. She's been with Dr. Levine for 3 years. When I met with Sharon, when I went to see Dr. Levine, there was a procedure that needed to be done. And they sent in Sharon to do it, and I got very, very upset. And I said, I want Dr. Levine to do it. And I really was adamant about it, and I was creating quite a fuss that I didn't want anyone touching me. I was very scared. And here she was, a physician assistant. I didn't know how long. I didn't know her credentials, but I really did make quite a fuss. That office was quite an upheaval, I have no doubt. However, when Dr. Levine told me, gave me the riot act on what her job is and how good she was at what she did, I okayed it, not knowing what other option I had. And once she worked on me from the very first time, I was just so enthralled by her. I thought she was so fantastic that after that, I not only was I comfortable, I would ask for her gentleness, her expertise. So to this day, I ask your forgiveness, Sharon, for what I created on our first visit, but now I am your number one fan. Welcome
Joyce,
to the
thank
show.
You. Thank you very much. First, I want to tell you I really welcome the opportunity to be on your show, and it's a great honor. And I completely forgot about the whole incident, to be honest. And it was a tissue expander fill that Joyce Barry discussing, which she had placed, and we just had to do series of fills during her office visits with us that I do routinely here in the office. So, yes, I am a physician assistant at NYU Plastic Surgery, where we have multiple physicians here who actually specialize in breast reconstruction, but Dr. Levine is one of the amazing, talented plastic surgeons that I'm able to work with closely and help provide care to his patients. And as with Joyce, so that's how she met me the first time for the tissue expander fill. I guess as PAs, we help a lot, especially in surgical fields, in preoperative care, postoperative care, routine visits, surgical dressings, and wound care. But my job not only entails like a lot of medical support, but also emotional support. I especially feel with female breast reconstruction patients on a continuous basis. I mean, a lot of patients are nervous. They're not sure what the choices they should make. They like a female perspective on what reconstruction they should go with, whether it's they're using their own tissue or versus it's tissue expander fills with implants. And I think it helps them out a lot. And also when a surgeon, like if Dr. Levine or any of the other physicians are busy in the operating room, I'm able to see the patients and take care of them. So they like to know that there's always someone around or continuous support for them.
Sharon, do you want to be a plastic surgeon?
No, I love doing what I do. I've been doing it for 8 years. I've never really wanted to go to medical school. I'm happy. I've been doing this straight since undergrad and college. I do enjoy the operating room, I must say, but I give a lot of credit to anyone who is a surgeon, plastic surgeon, breast surgeon.
And I give you a lot of credit because you really are that good at what you do. When I got past my pictures that it only had to be Dr. Levine, oh, you just made me feel so comfortable and so trusting. I think you're fantastic at what you do. And after this show, just ask Dr. Levine for a raise.
Okay. He can hear that, Joyce.
No, I know. Of course
I hear that.
Know. I know. But this way you can put the onus on me. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Sharon?
No, again, but thank you for the opportunity. It's a great honor, again, to be on your show.
What all these people have in common that you're hearing from today, folks, the commonalities, they love what they do. They love making a difference for people. I love what I do, not only as a radio show host, but also as a success coach. I'm passionate about it because whether I'm coaching someone one-on-one or in a worldwide audience such as this one, I love what I do. And I just want to bring on just a few of my clients who wanted to endorse me today.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
See, even as a coach, I can do something that my surgeons couldn't do. I can bring people back that have already passed to be on the show and endorse me. So having said that, all in a spirit of fun, the gentleman that created that for me, Kurt Fitzpatrick, he is by far our most talented guest. And he's doing our show on Halloween, guaranteed to be a really, really fun show. And to just give you a sample of that, he created this for that show, but it's so much fun. I wanted to share all of it with you now, and then I'll come back to our guest.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
She'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired. buy her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
She'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
She'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow. Wow.
Happy Halloween from Joyce
wow.
Barry and friends.
So I promise you folks, every day on our show, there's always going to be those elements of fun. I think it's very important to bring fun into everything. So I want to come back to all our guests today, but I want to just read you this memo that I received via email. It says, to you, dated today from God, the subject is yourself and the reference is life. This is God. Today I will be handling all of your problems for you. I do not need your help, so have a nice day. I love you. And remember, if life happens to deliver a situation to you that you cannot handle, do not attempt to resolve it yourself. Kindly put it in the SFGTD Something for God to Do box, SFGTD box. I will get it in my time. All situations will be resolved, but in my time, not yours. Once the matter is placed in the box, do not hold on to it by worrying about it. Instead, focus on all the wonderful things that are present in your life now. Should you decide to send this to a friend, that is wonderful. You may have touched their life in ways you will never know. Now you have a nice day, God. God has seen you struggling. God says it's over. A blessing is coming your way. So first I'm going to go to you, Dr. Amber. I use this today, you know, people turn things over to God. Also, in the cases like breast cancer, you want to turn it over to a surgeon. Did you ever think of yourself as God?
Absolutely not. We're just the messengers.
Well, I know that you're very, very humble, but I also know you have saved countless lives. So what final message would you like to give our folks today about cancer awareness and how important it is for them to take a mammo or whatever else you want to share at this time?
Oh, it's so important. You know, we do so well with breast cancer these days. You know, our cure rates, our five-year survivals are in the high 80%, up to about 89%. We have 2.4 million breast cancer survivors alive and well in the United States. Pay attention, take care of yourself, and we'll take care of the rest.
I am so grateful to you for saving my life and also, you know, for your willingness to be on our show and impart your message to our folks. Keith Hooper, I know you have a radio show coming up, AmericasHealthTalk.com. So I know you're ending one thing and starting another. What message would you like to impart today?
Well, Joyce, hopefully everybody pays close attention to the doctors because they're saying pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to what you're doing. You know, it's so important. Don't ignore those issues when they pop up. You know, just if you've got that persistent pain, you know, aspirin's not the cure. There's something else going on. And get that great quality medical care that's available only in America. You know, only in America can you get the kind of medical care that we have and take advantage of it because it's there for a reason. And You know, nutritional supplementation is important, but the doctors are your first line of defense when you have these issues going on in your life, Joyce. Get to that quality care physician, the person that you like. Do what you did, Joyce. Find a doctor that you like and trust, and then follow their advice.
And thank you for that. And I hope you follow the advice of your wife as much as I do. She is a wonderful support and an amazing person. Over to you, Dr. Jamie Levine. What would you like to tell our folks?
I think it's been stated, be aware. Just keep healthy. Go for your exams. Self-exam. People are afraid to do that. I ask people, each patient, if they examine themselves, and very few people do. They're just, they don't know what to look for, and I think it's an ostrich sort of mentality of putting their head in the sand and waiting for someone else to find it. But I think if the earlier something is found, the more easily it's able to be treated, and the better the outcome will be all around.
And definitely explore the options of plastic surgery. It really is an important piece. I certainly wouldn't be feeling the same if I just had the surgery without the reconstructive part of it. It really, really makes a difference. Over to you, my dear, dear friend Sharon. What would you like to say?
I'd like to say, Joyce, it's great to see you're in such a great, important place in life right now, and just even hosting the show, and that you've made it through, and you beat the whole cancer trial with the whole breast cancer stage of your life, and that, you know, this is a great show for many ladies out there to know that there are choices with the breast surgeon and with the reconstruction, and how much it does help them come through and defeat this.
And every doctor should be as blessed to have someone in their office like you that really makes sure that everyone is taken care of. Folks, you're most welcome. I want to conclude the show with an original poem. This was written for all of you that say, someday I'll get a mammo. Someday I'll go see my physician. Someday I'll check this out with a great doctor. All you folks that actually think that someday is going to come your way, listen up to this. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Folks, don't wait for Sunday. It's not going to happen. Go do what you have to do to take care of your health. And if you have any issues around cancer, you only want to go to the best. Amber Guth, the best. Dr. Jamie Levine, the best. Reconstructive surgery. Sharon, working in Dr. Levine's office, you want to be with her. And for the natural part of all of this, Keith Hooper, you are all, without question, simply the best. You're simply